Now, as the Washington Post reported last night, an anonymous source in the White House claimed that President Trump had shared classified intelligence with Russian officials during a recent meeting at the White House. Since then, President Trump has said he was within his rights to share information, and that sentiment was echoed today by members of his White House staff.
But the news could have far-reaching implications, both for the United States and for its allies, chief among them whether intelligence will be shared in the future and whether foreign countries can trust President Trump to safeguard classified information.
Nehal Tusi joins us now. She's a foreign affairs correspondent for Politico. Nehal, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
A lot of reporting and analysis on this, Nehal. You wrote, quote, America's foreign allies are being forced to grapple with a highly sensitive question. Is it still safe to share information with U.S. intelligence agencies? Except you wrote that in January. This is something that foreign intelligence agencies, this is a shoe they've been waiting for to drop, it sounds like.
That's right. I mean, this was months ago where I was talking to people and they were very concerned about this. U.S. intelligence agencies are, you know, famed for their prowess, but they rely tremendously on partners overseas, especially when it comes to the Middle East and areas where U.S. officials don't necessarily always have the cultural and linguistic backgrounds to blend in. And so these partnerships are very much at stake when it comes to this sort of thing, because a lot of the countries overseas are very skittish about openly cooperating with the United States. And so if you have a president who is cavalier in the way he treats intelligence, some are very concerned that that it could lead to some of these other countries stopping their cooperation.
So what do we know about the information that President Trump apparently shared with the Russian officials? And he tweeted that he had shared some kind of information. What do we know about the intelligence?
Well, we don't know a heck of a lot that's definitively established, but if you look at the New York Times reports and especially the Washington Post reports, we know that it was information that came from Israel, that it involved some sort of the Islamic State terrorist organization, and that Trump may have mentioned a city that was involved in some sort of a terrorist plot. And the name of that city is what some people are especially worried about him mentioning, because they feel like the Russians could be able to deduce the source of the intelligence, or at least the way that it was obtained, through knowing the name of the city. So it's a wide variety of things that involves, you know, Israel and just some very sensitive stuff when it comes to the war on terror. And so people are just concerned that he might have given too much away, even if he himself did not say what the source was or how exactly the U.S. got the information. The Russians are pretty good at connecting the dots and backtracking and figuring out how the U.S. gets what it gets.
And with this new piece of information that the source of this intelligence was Israel, people worried that, okay, if you're sharing information with Russia, they coordinate to some extent intelligence with places like the Syrian government and the Iranian government, not friends of Israel. Is that something that could particularly damage intelligence cooperation?
Yeah, I mean, I want to be really clear that the Israelis themselves have not officially, you know, confirmed this. This is from a New York Times report. But yes, I mean, one of the big concerns that the Israelis have is this Russian-Iranian relationship. And when they see Trump being cozy with Russia, they just worry that somehow some information is going to reach the Iranians. And Israelis view Iran as really a huge threat to their country. And so this is one of the most fascinating things, actually, about covering intelligence, is that, you know, one particular country, like the U.S., can be friends and or partners or allies or whatever you want to call it with two other countries that don't necessarily get along themselves. And so you want to, when you get information from one country, you don't necessarily want to share it with every other country that you get along with, because they might not all get along. So it's this really weird puzzle, and Trump is inexperienced, and so he gets in this situation and he wants to make friends. He wants to ingratiate himself with some folks, and sometimes he apparently just says things that can come back to haunt him.
Talking to Nehal Tusi from Politico, looking at President Trump's revelation to the Russians, some piece of intelligence information. People worried this could ultimately compromise a source from a U.S. ally. Concerns about whether U.S. partners in intelligence will be as willing to share information. A lot of response from the White House since this came out. Let's give a listen to National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster. He talked to reporters at the White House earlier today. Here's some of what he had to say about this.
Are you denying that you revealed information that was given to the U.S. by an intelligence partner?
So what we don't do is discuss what is and what wasn't classified. What I will tell you is, in the context of that discussion, what the president discussed with the foreign minister was wholly appropriate to that conversation and is consistent with the routine sharing of information between the president and any leaders with whom he's engaged.
But was it information that the U.S. received from an intelligence partner?
I'm not going to be the one to confirm that sort of information that could jeopardize our security.
U.S. allies that do have these type of intelligence sharing relationships with the U.S. will stop providing that information?
No, I'm not concerned at all. That conversation was wholly appropriate to the conversation, and I think wholly appropriate what the expectations are of our intelligence partners.
Let's get into a couple of the points there, Nahal. He's saying it's appropriate. It is legal, it sounds like, for a president to share even classified information. This is a case where if the president does it, it is legal. But from an intelligence perspective, is it something that people view as appropriate to do?
Well, no. I mean, people in the intelligence community are very concerned about this. And, you know, one thing you have to remember is that when H.R. McMaster and other Trump aides come out into the public, they're not going to admit that the president did anything wrong. And if anything, this could be a counterintelligence measure. H.R. McMaster may be insisting that this was wholly appropriate and perfectly fine in a bid to send a signal to the Russians that, hey, guys, nothing to see here. You know, you don't need to bother digging or putting any dots together because there's nothing there. I mean, this could be their attempt to simply try to cast the light away from this. And so, you know, this is the thing. It's multiple layers, and one of those issues where what is the reality? What is the truth? Well, you know, if we ever got those transcripts, you know, and potential recordings, maybe we would find out.
And that last question we heard there seems to be the big question on the table. Will intelligence partners, allies, or people we cooperate with on an ad hoc basis, are they going to be as willing to share intelligence with the United States if they're worried that the president of the U.S. might share that information, maybe compromise sources with other parties?
My guess is that this is going to be very much a case-by-case situation. I don't think any government is going to adopt a wholesale policy of saying, we're never going to cooperate again. They're going to look at each situation, as they always do, and say, is it a good idea to deal with them on this or is it not? And let's not forget, the U.S. is a heavyweight when it comes to sharing information itself. So some of these governments rely on the U.S. to give them information more than we rely on these governments to give us information. So this is not, you know, a one-way street here. The U.S. has a lot of leverage, but, you know, this incident certainly has sent a strong signal. And one thing that might have happened, one of the reasons that this might have leaked, is that maybe people in the CIA and other agencies don't ever want to see this happen again. So they went ahead and leaked this and want this to get out there just to send a warning to the White House that they need to be more careful.
Right. The president and some of his advisors have raised that point again, as has happened in the past. The problem here is the leak. We need to figure out who's doing this and put a stop to it. I mean, somebody who leaked this is, I guess, leaking the existence of classified information themselves. Is that a concern?
Well, yeah. I mean, leaks are going to be a constant problem for this particular White House, it seems. They have been. But I just think that this is their effort to shine the light away from what is the bigger issue, which is that the president allegedly shared critical information with a U.S. rival. And that's really important. And, yeah, I mean, it's just there's a certain level. If the president actually did this, it's really striking in particular because he was so harsh about others who have leaked information. And this is, it's just one of these very weird things with the White House complaining about something that they themselves are doing. It's like when they complain about, you know, the media using anonymous sources, but then they themselves do so anonymously. It's just, it's a very strange time to be in Washington right now.
We're talking to Nahal Tusi. She's a foreign affairs correspondent for Politico. She's with us to talk about the news that President Trump shared information, probably classified information, it sounds like, with Russian officials during a recent White House meeting.
And you can join the conversation. What was your reaction to this news yesterday? Do you think it was appropriate for the president to share that information, or do you think he was out of line? You can call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or leave a comment on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time.
This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation about President Trump revealing classified information to Russian officials during a recent White House meeting. Nihal Tusi is with us, foreign affairs correspondent for Politico.
And you can join the conversation. What do you think this news says about the Trump White House? How do you think this could affect U.S. foreign relations? You can call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or leave a comment on the Central Time Facebook page.
Let's go to our callers now. Mark is with us in Milwaukee. Mark, hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking the call. You know, I've been hearing about this for the past day, and I just, you know, an interesting thing is that, you know, this was information that was shared by another world leader to our president, who I'm not necessarily a supporter of our president, but, you know, and then he gets in trouble for sharing it with somebody else. I mean, isn't that what they're supposed to do? Isn't sharing, like, what the intelligence community is supposed to do? I really don't see what the big deal is about all this, you know?
Got it. Mark, thanks for the call. Nihal, is this just how it works?
Well, when it comes to counterterrorism, there is a tremendous amount of sharing internationally, in particular when it comes to counterterrorism. But in this particular case, the Israelis and the Americans do have a longstanding intelligence sharing agreement. But Russia is a U.S. rival, and the Russians and the Americans have long been nemeses on the intelligence front. So when you look at what all is involved, the Russian relationship with Syria, the Russian relationship with Iran. Sure, if Israel gave the information to the United States and then the United States somehow gave it to Russia, there are some potential repercussions for Israel because of the Iran connection. And then Israel in the future may say, we don't want to share as much information with the United States because we're worried that it's going to come back to haunt us. So this isn't just, you know, a linear thing. It involves a number of different players and partners, and it just becomes very, very complicated very, very fast.
Mark, thanks for the call. We'll go next to Dennis in Two Rivers. Dennis, hi.
Hi. I know presidents are allowed to declassify things. I just wonder, are there procedures they're supposed to follow, or are they just allowed to blurt out whatever they want to say?
Okay. Dennis, thanks for the call. Nihal, what do you think?
You know, that's a really good question, and I've seen different things on that. I mean, some people say there are normally procedures that they are supposed to follow, but it's their discretion at the end of the day. So my understanding is that he probably, you know, did not break any sort of a law. But whether it was something that he should have done is a different question as to whether it's something he can technically do legally.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, generally in the past, would it be something like the president would work with intelligence officials to talk about what kind of information and how they would share that information with another foreign dignitary?
Yeah, I mean, that's actually one of the interesting things is that they, when it comes to sharing information with foreign government, the U.S. officials involved are very careful about how they share that information, exactly what they say, what things they don't include as opposed to what they do include. So it is a very, very complicated procedure in some cases. That being said, one of the story I'm working on right now is about a lot of U.S. intelligence officials themselves wondering how much they can share with the U.S. president, with Trump, because now there's some concerns that maybe if they give too much detail in their presidential daily briefings, that could wind up hurting sources on the ground. And, you know, the entire intelligence community is really geared toward giving the president what he needs. So I don't think there's going to be, at the end of the day, much holding back of information. But it is a dilemma facing the intelligence community because of this unusual nature of the Trump presidency.
There's been a lot of reaction in Congress, some, including some Republicans, one member of Wisconsin's Republican delegation saying, yeah, we want more information, maybe a transcript about this. I want to give a listen to a Democrat, though, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. He had this to say on the Senate floor today.
If the reporting is accurate, in one fell swoop, the president could have unsettled our allies, emboldened our adversaries, endangered our military and intelligence officers world over, and exposed our nation to greater risk. Given the gravity of the matter, we need to be able to quickly assess whether or not this report is true and what exactly was said. So, I am calling on the White House to make the transcript of the meeting with the Russian foreign minister and ambassador available to the congressional intelligence committees as soon as possible. The White House should make the transcript of the meeting available immediately to the congressional intelligence committees. And if the president has nothing to hide, he should direct that the transcript of the meeting be made available. The members who sit on those committees have the necessary clearances to review the transcript and any related summary of the president's meeting with the Russians. I agree with the senior senator from Maine that this briefing should happen immediately. Those committees would be able to help establish the facts before we grapple with the potential consequences.
So transcripts not available to the public, but to these key congressional intelligence committees. What are you watching for next there, Nehal, with getting this information, maybe a briefing or the transcripts to these congressional committees?
I am not hopeful that this is actually going to happen. I think it's especially less likely to happen because the Democrats are insisting on it. The Republicans, quite honestly, some of them have been somewhat vocal, but many of them have not said very much about this. And so I just think that it's just something that the Democrats can use to score political points with, but I would really be surprised if the White House shared anything.
Talking to Nehal Tusi from Politico, looking at this kerfluffle over the release of classified information by the president, apparently, to Russian officials. Reaction to that. Back to your calls now. Catherine with us in Milwaukee. Catherine, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you think?
I think it is a continuation of bizarreness if you go all the way back to Comey. But real quickly, I thought that this meeting was supposed to be a get-acquainted meeting. So how these topics came up at all is a mystery. And the other thing that I find perplexing is they say that, you know, this was just sort of a slip of the tongue. But what prompted that slip of the tongue? How do you get that cozy with people you have just met? And so that's just my comment about it. It should never have happened. And the other part that I guess I do want to say is certainly while the president can tweet that he has the right to do what he did, I think it is also incumbent upon him to then say, why did he do that?
Catherine, thanks for the call. And Nehal, I think Catherine's asking the question. A lot of intelligence agencies in the U.S. and around the world are asking what led him to do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a mystery because they're not going to give us too many details about exactly how the conversation went. Frankly, when this conversation happened, you know, only Russian media were involved, were allowed to even witness the initial greetings between the people involved. And this is just something that's really going to further the narrative that Trump is too cozy with Russia. I mean, what's astonishing about this is that it comes, you know, as the FBI is investigating his campaign's alleged ties with the Russians and Russia's alleged interference in the U.S. election. I mean, it's just adding to this narrative that Trump is too close to the Kremlin, and it's just kind of amazing that this happened. But you know, if you ask the White House, they will say, well, you know, this is coming from people who want to undermine this administration, and they're going to question the source of the leaks. So it's just a tale that I think we haven't really seen the end of. But frankly, things just move so quickly in Washington these days that who knows? By tomorrow, we may be talking about something completely different.
So people in the United States intelligence community, what are they, what do you imagine they're doing or know they're doing to try to mend fences with intelligence partners around the world?
Well, I imagine there's a lot of conversations and a lot of phone calls right now between various people on the ground, you know, contacting their counterparts overseas to reassure them. It's especially important for people in the Middle East, the Jordanians, for example, of course, the Israelis, the Egyptians, just to say, look, you know, we're still careful. You can trust us. Because we need you. But again, it's also important to point out that the U.S. is also considered a critical intelligence partner for many of these countries abroad, especially in Europe. And so the idea that they could just simply cut off, or that they would simply cut off contact, it's unrealistic. But you know, we could see some, well, I don't know if we will see it because it'll probably be behind closed doors, but there could be some modifications to some of the arrangements over time. Some of the modifications may happen without the U.S. even realizing that it's officially happening because the other country may never tell them.
Right. We might still be getting information, but maybe they're couching it differently, scrubbing some details that could be compromising.
Exactly. Exactly.
We'll leave it there for now. Nihal, thanks, as always, for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
We've been talking to Nihal Tusi. She's a foreign affairs correspondent for Politico. She joined us today to talk about the news that President Trump had apparently revealed classified information to top Russian officials during a recent meeting at the White House. Still time for you to share your thoughts on this story, by the way. You can find a link over at the Central Time Facebook page, and you can put your thoughts up there or questions about this issue. It's something we'll continue to cover in the days to come.